Just In Time Devotionals, A Right Relationship with God. John 14:13. God has loved us so much that He gave us His only Son. He came to us to reconcile us with the Father. Jesus did the work. He went to the point of death and death on the cross, so that His death will serve to pay the price of our redemption and also to reconcile us with the Father. However, that reconciliation needs to be accompanied by a relationship. It is not only knowing that by accepting what Christ did on the cross and accepting it in our heart, we receive the title of sons, but the importance of understanding that by being sons, we form a family relationship, a relationship where God ceases to be only God to be our Father. And in that relationship, we can base our faith and have a firm confidence, a firm conviction that what we need, what we ask for, what we long for, He will give us. It is not the same to go out of your house to your neighbor and ask for something. You don't know if the neighbor is going to answer your will, if the neighbor is going to receive you or give you what you ask for. Because the first thing the neighbor may think is that I don't have any responsibility towards you. We agree, don't we? Imagine if your children stop asking you for something, and if they are hungry, they go to the neighbor and ask for fruit. Maybe the neighbor, if he has some left over, may be good and have some mercy. But I would like my children to ask me and not ask the neighbor. It is the same in a relationship with God. The relationship with God based on our religion is simply adding a burden to us of something that we have to do in order for God to move in mercy with us. I'll give you the example. It's like if your children have to do everything to please you in order to ask you for an ice cream, or to ask you to give them clothes, or to give them food. You see? How would you feel? Your children simply ask you because they are your children. They have the freedom to express what they need because they know they have a father who will respond to them. That relationship is very important because it allows us to have the freedom to enjoy the love of the Father, to have confidence, to feel safe, to feel love, to feel approved and totally support. Now, in every relationship, communication is very important to say that I have a good relationship and I never talk is complicated. We would not understand it to say I have a good relationship with my parents, but I never talk to them. It is contradictory, isn't it? The relationship is based on trust, on expression, on the freedom of me being able to and them being able to listen, and vice versa. With God, it's the same. How can we say we love God and understand His love for us if we don't enjoy a free relationship where we can express ourselves freely? So I believe the Father thought of everything and through His Son, Jesus Christ, He not only redeems us from the power of sin, but it puts us back in the right relationship. It puts us in a right relationship with the Father. It's all about the Father. It's all about God. And if you have opened your heart to Jesus, you are now a child of God. And as children, we need to begin to grow in a right and healthy relationship with the Heavenly Father. And why did I mention right and healthy? Because there are toxic relationships. And I am not talking about God with us, but the grown idea or the grown understanding of a relationship with God can be complicated by being toxic from us towards God in the sense of becoming religious and thinking that we deserve certain things because of what we have to do. I'm not going to talk to you about this, but I did want to show you, because sometimes we ask, and we believe that everything we ask for the Father is going to give it to us. But now, how beneficial is it within His will? Does it serve His purpose? It requires certain standards, so to speak, that should go along with what God desires for us. Now, speaking of this right relationship, there is a word born there, and that is the word prayer. All this instruction that I have given you in these few minutes is to remind you of the importance of prayer. Jesus taught His disciples to pray, and it was written there in the word the importance of knowing how to pray, because through prayer we establish that channel. That means to communicate with our Heavenly Father and to know that He's there with us, that whatever we ask of Him according to His will be done. Prayer gives us the freedom of a firm, right, healthy relationship with the Heavenly Father. In fact, the Bible mentions the importance of prayer, as for example, the prayer of the righteous can do much. Now, I want to make it clear that the word righteous does not allude to the quality of our works, but to the quality of the redemptive work of Christ on the cross. That is the true righteousness that when we accept it declares us righteous, that is to say, free from all sin. Being in Christ makes us children of God. I stressed it again, and by being children of God, We can be in a right relationship with the Father. And by being in a right relationship with the Father, we can build through prayer, so strengthen that relationship with our Heavenly Father. So, it is important to understand this. Pastor, does that mean that if I don't have Christ in my heart, I cannot pray? Of course you can pray. Does God hear me? Of course God can hear you. Of course God can answer you, but no, you have not built the right relationship with the Father. You can continue to see God, as that supreme being up there in heaven who out of mercy listens to us. You can build a relationship of fatherhood. Seeing Him as God is one thing, seeing Him as Father is another. That gives us more confidence, and that can only be done through Jesus Christ. The prayer that has the greatest effect is the one that is made through that relationship with our Heavenly Father. I go back and say, you can cry out to God and not have a relationship with Him, and He hears you. The question is if the answer is always going to come, and if what you pray for is in relationship is related, redundant to that right relationship. Everyone can lift a prayer to heaven and God can hear it. The problem is that the answer is only going to come in relationship to what His Son Jesus Christ, or through His Son Jesus Christ the Father designed for us. I put it to you this way. I can be asking God for so many things, but I don't have a direct relationship with Him. So, I am off purpose, and many of the things I ask for will be based on my personal desire. And because I don't know the purpose, I am going to miss the mark. He can hear the prayer, but sometimes I am going to be disappointed with the answer I get, because it is not what I expect, and it is not what I expect because I am asking for something that I want for myself, but it is not based on the right relationship with the Father. I hope I am making myself clear, because among other things, John chapter 14, verse 13 and 14, look at what it says. And whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, in whose name? Of Jesus I would do it, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. He is talking about a Father. Son relationship. The Son, Jesus Christ, places us in the right relationship with the Father through the Son, Jesus Christ. We receive the name of sons of God. This puts us in a right position, in a right relationship. By being in Jesus, following Him, living for God, renouncing sins through repentance, and entering into the family of God, put us in the right relationship through the Son, Jesus Christ. And He says, whatever you ask the Father in my name, God is. If you are placed in the relationship, if you live under my will, the Father will hear it and I will do it, because you are in the right relationship. I go back and say then, can a person who does not have Christ in their heart pray? Of course they can. The question is, are they praying in the right way? You can say a few words, and even God can work a miracle, because His mercy is for everyone. But the real purpose of prayer is not for miracles to happen. The real purpose of prayer is not to seek a personal wish and for God to do what we want. The real purpose of prayer is to build a direct relationship with the Father. So praying is not just asking. It goes much farther than just making a petition to the Lord. It is a relationship of knowledge where I open my heart, where I can also keep silent to listen to His voice, to know Him and to know what His will is for my life. This is important to be clear about, because among other things, how good it is to ask God to do something for us. The problem is that we continue with our life as we want to live it, and we say to the Lord, I only ask you to do this. Don't interfere in my life. Basically, this is what happens to us when we don't want to follow Christ. We want glory and not history. We want blessings and we don't want to give our heart. We want God to be our disposal, but we don't want to be at His disposal. We want Him to do what we want, but we don't want to do what He wants us to do. I hope this has been clear and not confusing to you. While there is life, there is hope. The Father is with open arms. Don't settle for a miracle of the day. Don't settle for a touch of God. Don't settle for a glimpse of God's glory. If God work a miracle in you, what a blessing. He's showing you, arms are open. Don't settle for the miracle, when you can have a direct relationship with the owner of the miracle. Right prayer builds a right relationship, and that right prayer that builds a right relationship in based on Christ alone, through Jesus, by accepting Him in our heart as Lord and Savior, and deciding to follow Him, allows us to be in the right direction, and our prayer no longer becomes a personal, selfish desire, but a relationship that is built day by day, where we ask and the Father hears, where we give thanks and the Father is glorified, a relationship that is built every day through prayer, and prayer is a source of power. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this space that you give me, for the ears that you lend me of each person who takes a few moments to receive this word. I ask you, lead us to reflect through this word, that we can discern what you want for us, starting with a right relationship with you. Forgive us, Lord, if we have only gone after miracles and we have forgotten the one who works miracles, Lord, and that from today we can build healthy relationships. Your relationship with us is open. It is healthy, but sometimes we are filled with ideas that distort what you want for us. Lord, help us to clearly understand your plan for our lives and that our hearts are open to follow you. I pray for each person at this time so that today the decision is sincere to follow you, Lord, not for what you do, but for who you are. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Today, this is a introduction for pastor and friend Elias Hodges. God always comes just in time. I want to invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Go to YouTube, look for devotionals just in time. Click on subscribe and click on the little bell. Click on I like these devotionals so that many more know it. If you are in Barranquilla and its surroundings, I invite you to visit us to the Career 49, number 72-148, on Thursdays at 7:30 in the evening, Saturdays at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and Sundays at 8 o'clock in the morning and 10 o'clock in the morning. A big hug and blessings.